From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Sudan's leader defies a South African court and returns home. A two-day African Union summit in South Africa was overshadowed by the departure of Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir Monday, who flew home defying a Pretoria court order that he remain in the country until it decided whether he should be arrested on war crimes and genocide charges. Stratfor Africa analyst Mark Schroeder is not surprised the Sudanese leader was allowed to leave the country.
The South African government had given private assurances to President Bashir that it would be fine for him to travel to South Africa and attend the African Union Heads of State and Government Summit there. And Bashir himself is extremely careful about the countries that he travels to, and he does not travel to countries where he does place himself in jeopardy over arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court.
The ICC has charged Mr. Bashir with genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity for sending the army and backing Arab militia to put down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict. In 2003, Mr. Bashir has long resisted the court's authority. An ICC prosecutor and the United States both said they were disappointed in South Africa's failure to arrest the Sudanese leader. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the authority of the ICC must be respected and its decision implemented. AU heads of state, during their summit in Johannesburg, agreed to send military experts to Burundi following weeks of violent protests sparked by the president's decision to run for a third term. Officials at the AU summit say the experts will observe what's happening in Burundi and then will be able to offer advice to security forces. The summit also touched on other issues, including African migrants and a continental free trade negotiation. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda Tuesday said that Nasser al-Wuhayshi, the leader of its Yemen branch, was killed in a U.S. drone strike last week. U.S. officials have not confirmed details about that strike, which is said to have occurred Friday in the southeastern port city of Mukalla. Wuhayshi, a deputy to al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri and one-time aide to former terror leader Osama bin Laden. Meanwhile, in Geneva Monday, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for pro-government forces and rebels in Yemen to sit down and observe a humanitarian ceasefire.
I have emphasized the importance of having this another humanitarian pause at least 2 weeks. The Ramadan begins after 2 days. Ramadan, traditionally, is a period where people pray for peace, reflection, and harmony, reconciliation. So people of Yemen should be able to enjoy this kind of a peace.
The Yemen peace talks being held in Geneva are the first diplomatic effort to resolve the conflict since it escalated 3 months ago into a regional fight. South Korea has reported 3 new fatalities as a result of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, bringing the death toll to 19 in the largest outbreak of MERS outside the Middle East. The number of known cases has now reached 154. Over 5,500 have been placed in quarantine. The U.S. Congress may delay another vote on the so-called fast-track trade authority for President Obama until late July after it was defeated Friday in the House of Representatives. Another vote was scheduled for Tuesday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Monday says approval of trade promotion authority is vital, especially as a massive free trade agreement is being negotiated in the final stages with Asian partners.
Let's advocate for a trade deal with countries that are doing business in the most economically dynamic region of the world, in Southeast Asia, and make sure that those countries are raising labor standards, that they're raising environmental standards, that they're respecting intellectual property rights, that they're writing into that agreement protections for basic human rights, and giving U.S. businesses the opportunity to do business in their countries.
Fast-track authority would prevent Congress from making any changes to an administration's worked-out deal when they come up for approval or rejection. Twin suicide bombings in the northeast Nigerian city of Patuscum Monday left at least 10 dead. No immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on the militant insurgent group Boko Haram. In neighboring Chad Monday, at least 23 killed, dozens wounded in dual suicide attacks in the capital in N'Djamena. A report released Monday finds countries expecting the biggest boost in population are the ones that are least able to handle it. South Sudan topped the report's list of the 20 most demographically vulnerable countries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.